bitch and sing along. Yeah. Rapping so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening, this is Sean P.
I'm Big Roop.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Live and bringing you another episode of the Brothers, our podcast, which is now also available on YouTube. And before we jump into it, how you doing today, Big Group?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Doing okay. I think we spoke off air. I told you had some ups and downs today, but that's part of how it goes in life. So you take the good and the bad and you appreciate them and make them better.
Exactly. When life gives you lemonade and, you know, lemons, you try to make lemonade out of it.
Exactly. My favorite drink. So, with that said, we'll get into the episode tonight. Tonight's topic is self-identity. And it's really an important topic because there's been so much talk about identity and do you identify your pronouns? And now the new law in Florida, the don't say gay law, which is not the name of it, but that's how it's been referred to. And I think it's a conversation that's long overdue for lots of people to have because the topic isn't going to go anywhere and we have to just, you know, deal with it together.
I agree. You know, it's something that's out there, but, you know, if you have a difference of opinion, sometimes you're not allowed to speak.
Exactly. So I think I have a good launching point for the conversation. I'm not sure if you remember a few years ago, we were just casually having a conversation as you know, members of the family. And this is when Caitlyn Jenner was kind of in the news and was going through the process. I don't know if you call it a transition or not, or what the terminology is. But I remember that there were certain parts of the process that confused me a little bit, right? That he identified as a woman, I believe, but he wanted to maintain his male genitalia, but he was attracted to women. So I remember for a brief second, I was like, I don't understand any of that. Like, is he a lesbian? Is he, like, I just didn't understand what was happening as far as his semi-transition, his full transition, his non-transition, his attraction. He wasn't into men, but he wanted to be a woman. And then it hit me, right? I don't have to figure this out because it doesn't involve me, right? Mm-hmm. And long story short, it wasn't a lack of support for him. It was more saying that, okay, that's something, or her, excuse me, right? That was something Caitlyn Jenner needed to figure out, not Sean P. And that was why I left it. And it was a little pushback, like, why aren't you more curious, whatever. And again, that was my answer, right? That's something that Caitlyn Jenner needs to figure out, not Sean P. And my lack of need to figure it out wasn't a lack of support or anything negative to Caitlyn Jenner. It was just that's your process. That's something you have to figure out. And I guess when you know more, you can let me know more, let the world know more. But I don't have to figure it out for you. And I think going back to the conversation today of self-identity, right? Yeah, you know, there's things that different people have to figure out and we can be supportive, but everybody has a right to be where they are as long as they're not being harmful or negative to someone else.
I agree 100%. I mean, each individual has to determine where they fall and how they're identifying and everything else. But, you know, it's not up to us to have to decipher what somebody else's thought process is and how they came to that conclusion. You know, they can do what they need to do and we can do what we need to do. We're not saying that we're being negative towards them, but we're not also trying to go through their thought process of how they came to their conclusions.
Exactly. And I think the reason why that was a good launching pad is because as the conversation has moved, there is definitely a lot more acceptance of the LGBTQ community, a lot more inclusion of it in pop culture, in the arts, and just along with all of the new forms of diversity, equity, inclusion. So that's a good thing because no one should be left out, right? I think most people that are decent-minded people don't want anybody to feel left out, outside, or ostracized. That's not where I think any good person wants to be. But then I also feel that this is notion that, like you said, everyone's supposed to feel the way that someone else feels for them to feel validated. And I think that's where the conversation was. And so I was saying, wait a minute, you know, everybody wants to feel validated and our validations are different. So again, as long as we're not being harmful or negative towards others, we still have a right to express ourselves and our own views.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. You know,
we can just all try to, you know, understand each person's point of view, but I shouldn't be allowed to force my point of view on somebody else, and they shouldn't be allowed to force theirs on me.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think that's a good starting point. Again, today's conversation topic, self-identity, it's just that. Everyone should have a right and opportunity to identify themselves however they choose to or not choose to. And I think to that point now, I know that over the last, I don't know how many number of years, it's been more common for people to identify themselves with different pronouns. And they may verbally identify themselves with different pronouns, or it may even be in written form in the sense that a lot of people include it in their signature, right? He, him, she, her, they, theirs, and so on and so forth, right? But also there's people who don't include any signature because either they never did or they don't feel the need to now, or they actually don't want to. And I think to the point you just made, there's this sense that if you're not including it, right, you're somehow being unsupportive of those who want to include it. And I have conflict with that. But what is your take on that? Like, are you familiar with the use of pronouns and the expected use of pronouns?
I have to be honest. I just started to encounter it on this current job I have now, where I see certain sections where it says, you know, people are putting it in there and you see it. But I definitely was not raised or grew up in a situation where we used to use pronouns. So for me, I never have done it and don't plan on doing it unless I'm required to.
Well said, well said. And I think it's that very last point you made that is really kind of the core of what we're talking about, right? It would be required to, right? And the reason why that stands out is because it almost seems that the purpose and the ability to use pronouns is to liberate people to express themselves as they feel. And then if we're going to go so far as to make everyone use pronouns, right, whether they feel that way or not, or they even feel like they're being repressed in some way or cajoled in some way to do something that's not comfortable, doesn't that go against the very nature of what the use of pronouns is supposed to be, which is supposed to be a liberating thing?
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Yeah, I agree. Because as much as it's liberating, it can also be used against you if people don't agree with certain things and they see that you are using a certain pronoun. They might say, well, we don't want to include this person. So it can have an opposite effect as well.
That's a really good point. And I mean, that actually is a good point for topic, right? Because it shouldn't count against anyone, right? It shouldn't count against those of us who say we were forced to use it. And it shouldn't count against those who choose to use it. Because again, it's a form of inclusion, right? Some people, let's just be honest, they don't identify as male or female. They don't identify as one or the other. They're non-binary, right? And that may be a very new concept, which it is for a lot of us and for society as a whole. But it's an understanding that's I guess, gaining momentum and steam. And I think the conversation isn't really in opposition to that, although that is a conversation to have as well. When did this really manifest itself? How does everyone feel about it? I think the point is, what if someone doesn't feel to be a part of that conversation, but you're saying you don't have a choice? So how is it that we're going to empower some people while at the same time we're disempowering other people?
I don't have a good answer for that because I think it should be an individual choice. It shouldn't be mandatory in one way or the other. You know, everybody should be allowed to identify or not identify, you know, if they choose to. And I think trying to force everyone to is just as bad as saying that you can't.
Agreed. Agreed. And to your point, peer pressure is really heavy. This is a little side note, not to get away from what we're talking about. I know that there's a lot less mask mandates. And what happens is now you see people not wearing masks. And I'm sure there's some peer pressure effect going on for people who maybe still want to wear masks, but maybe now they feel a certain way because people are, you know, looking at them like they're the weirdos and things of that nature. And I only bring it up because you're right. There could be this bully effect where everybody else is using pronouns. How come you're not? And I think the way you just, you know, eloquently said it, it's the point, right? It's supposed to be self-identity, right? If I identify as they, and I want to make sure you know that, then I'll indicate that. And if I don't identify because I feel I'm comfortable with how you see me or how I appear to be, right? Because I'll be honest, I think a lot of people traditionally think that I'm a he, right? Or I'm a she, and it's obvious. And I'm acknowledging that, yes, that there are people that fall in a non-binary category and they themselves say it's not so obvious, right? But that doesn't negate the ones who say that it is obvious, right? I'm a he, right? There's no mystery to it. You can see my beard, you can call me short-sighted, whatever you want, but I'm a he. And I don't feel the need to outwardly express it. I just feel that it's an inherent part of my character that when you see me, here he comes. And I think that's
No, I'm saying you see it as self-explanatory. You see me, this is what you see is what you get at.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's just as valid. This might be a controversial statement, but I feel it's just as valid as someone who, this is they, and here they come, right? So in other words, I'm not assigning any greater or lesser value to either one. This is they, this is he, this is she, and they have a right to identify themselves.
Well, I want to ask you something, since you seem to be a little more well-versed on this topic than me. How could they be a they? They sounds like plural people. A person is more than one.
I understand. And again, to your point, I am not much well-versed in you, maybe just a little bit because, again, at work and other places, I also, like you, have had some exposure to it. But I think the they comes to the point where they is meant to basically signify that they don't fall into either category of he or she. So he is, again, non-binary means I'm not one of the two. And I think by default, they've just said it on plural, right? So there's been jokes made about it. Here they come. Maybe they see one person coming and things of that nature. But in a respectful and accepting manner, the they is identifying, okay, you don't feel you fit in either category, then we'll call you they. And I think going back to the topic today, right, that's the point. That's how they choose to identify, even if we're confused. Right. Even like I said, with Caitlyn Jenner's status, I was confused. But that didn't take away from the right from Caitlyn Jenner to identify themselves. Right. This is who I am. And this is, and I didn't understand it. I was very honest. I don't get it, but I don't have to get it. I just have to be okay that you're getting it.
And oh, 100%. I totally understand. Because again, the reason why I asked about they is that so. Biologically, it's no difference. It's the they that decide that they are they are not he or she.
My understanding to your point is yes, that it's not their biological reality that defines them. It is their internal choice and feeling. So whether it's fluid, which I'm not totally aware of, but I think fluid is basically how I feel is how I am. Non-binary is basically don't lock me to one of the two. Because I guess that's the point, right? I don't have to be a man or a woman. And I think, like you said, that is a conversation that does need to be had on a deeper level, because I think for a lot of us, that's wrong. Like inherently, you are a man or a woman, right? You might choose to not identify with your genitalia or your biological reality, but it's still real, right? It's still a reality. There are still certain things that the male gender can do and the female gender can. And when I talk about roles, and I think that was a different conversation where, you know, people have been defined by their gender as far as their roles, what they can do, the type of work they can do. I think that was a complete travesty. But you're right. I think to say that genitals or biological nature is not real. Yeah, I think that's a very heavy lift, which is another conversation in this one, but I totally agree with you. Yeah, I do believe biological reality matters. It's real.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure that we were on the same page.
No, but I mean, there's no real shock to that. I know what you're saying. I think the point is people have a right, or it's become accepted, people have a right to identify themselves, right? However they choose. And everyone is not comfortable or aware of that, right? And that's why I said, you're right, that's a bigger conversation, which we're trying to start here and people are starting elsewhere. But the conversation has to be fair. And so the point is, if we're saying, okay, we're willing to let you express yourself, right? But at a minimum, we have to be able to express ourselves too. So you can't say that we can only express ourselves as long as you're comfortable with how we're expressing.
Tired of the same rap songs, every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
And that's the nature that I get. Like, so you have to use our lingo now. Why do I have to use your lingo? Right? Why can't I use my own lingo? Why can't I use another lingo? As long as my lingo is not harmful or disrespectful or even criminal in some way, I don't have to use your lingo. And I think to your point, that's the problem. But I'm respecting your lingo. So in other words, if you say you're they, right, and I don't fully understand it and I don't have to, I'll call you they. But you can't say, well, how do you call yourself? I don't, right? I don't call myself. So how do I know who you are? Honestly, if you can't figure it out, then I guess you can't. Like, in other words, that might come across as funny or even rude. I just think it's honest. I don't feel the need to write the end of my name. I don't think that's a mandate. I'm not necessarily comfortable with it or uncomfortable with it, but I just don't think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of this stuff, and this is why I think part of the conversation needed to start it, because there are many places where the conversation has sped off into different directions and definitely become harmful in certain ways and certainly controversial. And right now, the biggest place of controversy, as always, is the state of Florida. There's something about the state of Florida, right? It just is.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, they have to find a way to stand out for the wrong reason. And this time, it's the quote-unquote, because this is not the name of the law, but this is how it's referred to, the Don't Say Gay law, which was just signed, I think, Monday. Don't say gay. I mean, it's hard to unpack because I don't think either one of us is fully vested in the nature of the law. I don't know all the details of it. But again, just starting with our premise that everyone has a right to identify themselves. No one should be ostracized or, bullied, basically, right? So I think that is a starting point. I think that's something that any decent person can just say, okay, everybody has a right to express who they are, how they feel. Florida, apparently, at least the way people interpret this law, says you can't say gay. So just jumping in right there, how do you feel about the Don't Say Gay law?
As usual, like you said, Florida has to make a stand or stand for something that maybe most people don't agree with. But, I don't see the validity or the reason why they would have a law like this. You know, maybe you'll be able to clarify for me why they think this is necessary, but it's like they're going all the way to the extreme.
Agreed. And I think your feeling and your emphasis is spot on, right? I think they're going to the extreme for a reason, right? And I think if you just take our conversation tonight, which is saying, okay, this is a conversation we maybe never really had with our listeners or in general, but we're trying to have the conversation because it seems like the conversation needs to be had. And Florida seems like we're not going to have the conversation, or we're going to direct how the conversation goes, right? So on one hand, we're trying to say, no, we want to make sure that everyone has a right to express themselves, to self-identify. and we don't want to be forced to identify ourselves in ways that we're not necessarily in agreement with. But then Florida seems to be saying through this law, you can't identify yourself in ways we don't say you can identify. So to your point, yeah, it seems that Florida's going way the other direction again, right? So not only can you not say you're they, he, she, or whatever, you can't say nothing. You can't say gay. You can't even open that door. And that might not be that literal law, but I think that's the emphasis of it. And that's how people feel about it, that the law is restricting their right to identify.
So basically, that law is basically, you know, you're a man or you're a woman. We don't want to hear about anything else.
Basically, in its broadest sense, and again, we're not really parsing the wordings of the law, but in its basic sense, yes. And because of that nature of some things are just implied, it goes to, I guess, what type of instructions can be provided in the educational level through down through grades three. So I think that's really where it gets really particular. You can't have any type of instruction, I believe, regarding alternative lifestyles, LGBTQ lifestyles or relationships. And I think that's where they say don't say gay, right? And one of the definitions of it was that parents have a right to define when and how their kids are educated. So because it's so muddied and we're not experts on it, it's really hard to really dive into the nuts and bolts of it. But the point is, and I think the point is this, right? Both sides need to acknowledge that a conversation needs to happen that everyone can participate in fairly. And it seems it's not really happening. It seems that Florida is saying, you know what? Don't say gay, right? Don't self-identify. Don't talk about sex. Don't introduce it into school, certainly not below a certain grade. Let's just not talk about it. Almost like don't ask, don't tell. And on the other side, the last couple of years, the LGBTQ community was saying everyone should identify however they identify, but everyone has to say. So it almost feels like both sides are coming from an extreme, and we need to have a conversation that really grounds us in the middle, like what's real and what's not. That's just my take on it. I don't know what your take on it is.
Oh, I think what you're saying is spot on. My other only question is, obviously, this is, we're talking about the public segment, you know, going public schools and something that's controlled by the state. I don't know if, I guess, the same sentiments are held by, say, private schools or Catholic institutions. But then again, I guess they don't have the same regulations, since you would know what you're putting your child into if you put them into those type of schools. It's not a public setting where it's supposed to be everyone has a fair say, as opposed to we're only going to teach this doctrine because this is what we believe in.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And I think getting into the mechanics of the educational system, I think some things have worked their way into curriculum. And depending on how it works its way in the curriculum, private schools are going to be just as compliant as public schools, because if it becomes part of the state curriculum, then all schools have to meet the standards that the state sets. So if, let's say, there was a certain level of sexual education that was codified in the curriculum, then all schools would have to comply with it. And vice versa, if it was codified that schools couldn't do it, which is now the case, then they couldn't comply with it. So it wouldn't necessarily depend on the type of school. Now, I think some of the nuts and bolts, again, of the law was saying that many parents felt that their kids were being taught things that they weren't comfortable with them being taught. And I think that's a fair point. I mean, I think, you know, as a parent, you have a right to be aware of what your child is being taught. And you have a right to have some buy into it. I know that's a very controversial topic. There's some people who think the earth is 5,000 years old and they won't pick anything else for an answer. And I know from a scientific point of view, that's not realistic or healthy. So I understand you don't want to empower parents too much in curriculum design, right? But you also don't want to teach things that parents aren't aware of or okay with. So that's why, again, it needs to be a conversation.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
No, I agree. You don't want exposure to things that maybe the parent is not comfortable with the kids knowing at a certain age.
Exactly. Exactly. And also what's scientific, what's not. See, I think when we talk about intelligent design as far as being part of curriculum and religion and things of that nature, right? If they're saying, listen, we have measurement that the Earth is 5 billion years old based on our measurements, right? That's science. That doesn't really step on anyone's beliefs, even though, yeah, some people say the Earth is 5,000 years old, 6,000 years old. But most of us saying, listen, if you're saying that gravity is real, most of us aren't going to say gravity's not real. If you're saying that dinosaurs lived millions of years ago, most of us aren't going to say that's not true. So we don't really question science, even though I know there's some parents. So that's why I said I know it's a controversial topic, because there are some parents who do question science, and they will try to erase everything from the curriculum that they don't believe. So that's why I said it is a very sensitive topic both ways. But again, like you said, how can you teach things to young children that parents aren't aware of or comfortable with? Like that, you know, consent is a big part of the academic world. So,
no, you make very good, valid points on all of those topics.
So do you. So do you. I mean, I think what we want to bring our listeners tonight with self-identity was that we needed to start the conversation. Maybe the easiest place to start the conversation is with ourselves, right? Because I'll be honest, this is a conversation that I've often just kind of stepped back from, right? Didn't feel the need to have it, didn't really question it, and didn't engage in it. And I guess in some way that wasn't good on my part because I wasn't a part of it. So if you don't speak up, people will speak for you.
No, that is quite true. That is quite true. I mean, I think I really haven't engaged in the conversation because, again, like you said, it's something I just look at it as people can choose how they want to identify themselves or be identified. And, you know, I personally think, you know, we were all identified by the way we were born, but obviously a lot of people don't agree with that. So we have to have the conversation as to how the people feel.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, again, the irony is that, you know, maybe if people, when I say people, maybe if the conversation didn't continuously expand, and I'm not saying it's wrong that it did, I'm just saying, but that probably was the spark to get involved with it, right? Because a few months back, you know, I had a conversation and basically it was about, you know, I shouldn't have to identify because somebody else wants to identify. Like, in other words, they have a right to identify and have a right not to identify. And a few months later, you know, that came up in someone's workplace where, you know, it's now expected that everyone identifies. And again, I'm challenging the fairness of that on its surface. Why do I have to identify for someone else to feel comfortable within themselves? Right? Not that I don't want them to feel comfortable. Yes, they should feel comfortable. But what about my comfort level? Why do I have to identify so they feel good?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The only thing I could think of that they're trying to make sure that everything is clear and there's no miscommunication, that you would assume one thing and it's not that case. So if all the chips are on the table, then we know where everybody stands. That's the only thing I could think of, that they're trying to have this total clarity.
I get that, and that's a good point. And I think if it was a census process where we're looking to see how many people of different categories, just so, like you said, we need this awareness and clarity, I think it's more cosmetic than that. I think it's more that we want everyone to be comfortable just expressing themselves, and we want everyone to support everyone in being comfortable to express themselves. But I have a problem with the second one because I don't think that's a true statement. Because I think the point is you want everyone to be comfortable expressing themselves, you would acknowledge that some people don't feel they need to express themselves. And if you're saying, well, you have to express yourself so other people are comfortable, again, what about my comfort? You know, I'm not necessarily opposed to them, but the same way there's a desire and an ability to say, this is how I identify. Why isn't there a desire and ability to say, okay, I don't need to identify?
No, I agree with you 100%. And again, I'm with you in the sense that I don't want to classify myself. I just feel it's self-explanatory. But like you said, it seems that the other side has momentum as far as they want everybody to identify and they want to be able to put labels on everybody.
Maybe. And to your point, that, I guess, level of adoption now maybe what led again in part to Florida's Don't Say Gay law, where, okay, since you want to identify so much, now you can't identify at all. And I think that's what we're trying to express tonight, that why does it have to be either extreme? Why does everybody identify or nobody can identify? And I think that's why we need to have the conversation, because I don't think either extreme is healthy, to be honest with you. I don't think either extreme is healthy. I'm not saying one is better or worse than the other, but I just think they're both extremes, right? Again, you got everybody has to identify, nobody can identify. Those are extreme statements.
Tired of the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
So what can we maybe figure out as a healthy meeting point? Because I don't think either one of those statements really works for society.
Well, I think you just asked a million-dollar question, because it seems that on many issues, not just this, they can't seem to be any type of consensus or agreement. Everybody wants it their way.
True. That's true. And I mean, you know, we have a lot as a society to work through, or maybe we're past the stage of being able to work through it. But just focusing again on today's topic of self-identity, if people can't even identify themselves, then what's the point of self-identification, right? Because that literally is what we're talking about, self-identity, and letting people express themselves as they're comfortable, long as it's not harmful to others. Now, we can discuss what that is. We can discuss what being harmful is, right? But we first need to identify and accept what self-identity means. And again, so if someone is saying, I identify this way, right? Then that should be just as valid as I'm saying, I identify this way. How do I know that? Because I've always identified this way. I'm comfortable identifying this way. And what identifies, I don't identify, right? I feel that, like you said, it's self-explanatory. I feel that it's implied. If you happen to get it wrong, I'll correct you. If anybody says, excuse me, ma'am. Oh, no, I'm a sir. Oh, I didn't realize, right? So in other words, I don't feel the need to change anything. But I also feel that that's as valid as someone feeling the need to change something. So that's kind of just where, as far as today's topic is, I think we just need to, are we really going to encourage everyone to identify themselves, or are we going to take extreme positions? Everybody has to do it. Because let me just make this last point. If everybody has to self-identify, then it's not self-identification anymore. Now it's categorization, right? Because you don't have a right. So that's my point. If you have to identify, then it's not self-identification. And if you can't identify, it's clearly not self-identification. So again, that's what I'm saying. Both extremes are eroding at what the term means, which is to identify yourself.
And I also think, I guess what they're trying to do is, all right, the older generation that doesn't feel a need to identify at all, you know, they're like, well, if we can indoctrinate the younger generation to all have to identify, you know, eventually we're all going to be gone, and those are the ones that will be there, and they'll have everybody identifying. You know, obviously they should have more time left on this earth than those older folks.
Well, no, that's true. And that goes back to what we just said, though, right? If everybody has to self-identify, it's not self-identification. It's categorization, right? Because that's the point. You know, like again, when we do our census, right, we're identifying. We're not well, I guess you can choose to comply or not. But I'm saying the point is, it's not, you know, well, yeah, you get to say who you are, right? But really, no, we're defining who you are. We just want to know which one of these you are. So we're putting you into a category, right? So you could say, I don't feel Black, right? But you're either Black, this, that, or the other, right? In other words, we're putting you into a category, right? Or we just can't count you. But it's not that you could say, you know, I'm purple. right? That's not one of the categories. So I'm saying
I feel blue today.
I feel blue today, right? You know what I mean? So what it is, that's not self-identity. That's categorization, right? We're itemizing different people, groups, and so on and so forth to have a consensus of what's out there. So what I'm saying is, if we're talking about identify yourself, right, then that ability should come from yourself. So on one hand, we're saying everyone shouldn't have to identify, because then that's not self-identification to make some people happy and comfortable. But then we also don't want to say, no one can identify anymore. No one can say this word. You can't say gay, right? Whoa. And again, not saying the law says it, but we're talking about the desire, right? The goal. The goal to eradicate self-identification.
Well, I guess this is, like you said, something that has to be discussed and hopefully a consensus can be come to. But this is definitely an interesting conversation.
Same here. And again, at least we started it, and I think our society needs to start it. Other societies around the world have to take their own cues and whatever, but in our society, the conversation has been started. It's been going on for a while. I'm not going to say recently, because, you know, there's people that have been, you know, I guess, suffering for decades without being able to express themselves. So I guess we can try to move to a call to action phase. Again, we're not experts in this area, but, you know, we want our voices to be heard. But we also want other people's voices to be heard. So the point is not to stifle anyone. It's to try to make sure everyone can equally be expressed.
Nope, I agree. I mean, my call to action would just be keep an open mind. Don't try and pigeonhole anyone into your beliefs. And let everybody be free to express themselves how they, you know, want to be expressed. As long as they're not harming anybody else, that should be fine.
Agree. Well said. I like that call to action. And my call to action, I think, is going to be that we need to have lots of conversations. And the reason I say that is there are lots of different people, lots of different views, lots of different feelings. And it's going to take a lot of dialogue and understanding and sharing to just have common language and common understandings. So I think that the dialogue has to be there, or we're not going to move this thing forward.
100%, I agree.
Yeah. So for our listeners, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, but this topic is really front and center. It's big in Florida again. Disney is now, I guess, in some way against the governor, because I guess at one point they didn't speak out in favor of the LGBTQ community, but then they are against the don't say gay law. And so now it's kind of on a much bigger stage. And I think it's something we all have to have this conversation. You know, everyone wants to live comfortably and peacefully. And that's just gonna take a lot of dialogue and a lot of accepting everyone as they are, I guess.
No, I agree 100%.
Good. Well, again, for our listeners, I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to, I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.